Welcome to Darren Daily On Demand, your most trusted resource to help you become better every day. Here's your success mentor, Darren Hardy.
Do you know that two distinctly different types of people live amongst us? No, this is not a difference of race, gender, creed, sexual orientation, or carnivore versus vegan, or Marvel versus DC, or Star Trek versus Star Wars difference. I'm talking about people who have two wholly different types of brains. In Doug Brackman's book, Driven, he separates them into what's called the farmer's brain and the hunter's brain. Here's how these two brains diverged. It can be traced back to the early days of human evolution. These distinct brain types emerged due to differing survival strategies and environments that our ancestors faced back when. Let's start with the hunter's brain, okay? For the majority of human history, our ancestors were nomadic hunter-gatherers. They had to be constantly on the move, following the availability of food and resources. As a result, the hunter's brain evolved to be highly adaptable, always alert to changes in the environment, and able to quickly assess risks and opportunities. The characteristics of the hunter's brain is adaptability, innovation, risk-taking, curiosity, and spontaneity. All of this can be linked to the survival strategies of early humans. They needed to be able to think on their feet, respond to sudden threats, and to seize opportunities to survive in a constantly changing environment. Does that sound familiar? This relentless drive to survive and thrive made the hunter's brain well-suited for the challenges of their time. Now, the farmer's brain. Around about 12,000 years ago, the agricultural revolution marked a significant turning point in human history. The advent of agriculture allowed humans to transition from a nomadic lifestyle to a more settled and stable existence. As a result, the farmer's brain began to evolve, adapting to the new demands of this sedentary lifestyle. The characteristics of the farmer's brain are detail-oriented, structured, patient, responsible, and methodical, and this can be linked to the needs of an agricultural society. Farming required long-term planning, attention to detail, and an adherence to routines in order to ensure successful harvest and the sustenance for the community. As a result, the farmer's brain developed to be more focused on stability, routine, and predictability. So, while the majority of the population transitioned to a farmer's brain, the hunter's brain did not disappear entirely. As Brackman suggests, entrepreneurs, Navy SEALs, and other risk takers may still possess the traits of a hunter's brain. These individuals are driven by a constant need for novelty, challenge, and excitement, much like the hunter-gatherers of old. The persistence of the hunter's brain, now a small subset of the population, can be explained by the fact that the continued need for innovation and adaptability in human society was still on demand. Despite the widespread adoption of the farmer's brain, there remains a need for those small subset of individuals who can push boundaries, explore new ideas, and embrace risks. These individuals, like the early hunters, are the driving force behind human progress and evolution. So, Darren Daily friends, which are you? Quickly, the distinct differences are the farmer's brain is detail-oriented, excelling at tasks requiring precision and accuracy, structured, most comfortable within environments of established procedures and guidelines, patient, you understand that good things come to those who wait. Responsible, you take your commitments seriously and work hard to fulfill them. Methodical, you are an excellent problem solver who can develop efficient and effective solutions. The hunter's brain is adaptable. You're quick to adapt to new situations, new technologies, new environments, new innovations. Innovative, you have a natural talent for thinking big and generating creative solutions to problems. Risk taker, you thrive in high pressure situations where others might falter. Curious, you're always exploring new ideas, concepts, and experiences. Spontaneous, you're impulsive and prefer to seize opportunities as they arise.
Hey, producer Mariana here with just a quick note to let you know if you missed the first two training sessions of our three-part Win Superfan series with Darren, you have time to catch up today. The big news is we're hosting a live broadcast tomorrow to release the third and final part of the series everyone is talking about. Click the link in the show notes or go to winsuperfans.com to get access to the first two training sessions and register for the live session tomorrow. I'll see you there.